like I started. Yeah. Okay. Don't be surprised. You don't see anything there, anything more, because I am a radio man and I'm dealing mostly with sound. And you are for the next half an hour you will be hearing some sounds. And that's why I'm here, and that's my mission, the sound. And I will talk about the radio show we have in Finland. It's called The Evening of Sounds. It would be great to hear wolves howling. I have never heard it. We received such a message during a live radio show. Fortunately, recording with the definition of wolves howling, small pack, frost snapping was found in the sound archive of the radio. So we played this recording on a live radio with some very unpredictable consequences. We started getting messages from the listeners. One of the listeners told us that her cats, who were normally brave and curious like cats are, were very frightened, and they were running from window to window to see if there were wolves outside. Elsewhere, a 1.5-year child, a little girl, was also very frightened, told another listener. The little girl was accustomed to dogs and their barking and howling, but wolves, those animals caused a primitive reaction. The radio had to be shut down, wrote the listener, but the child was still scared. Maybe the genes of her ancestors told her to be careful and afraid of this sound. That happened in Finland during our radio show. Like I said, call it Evening of Sounds. And later we found another recording of wolves with the same definition. Wolves howling, small pack, frost snapping, because it was winter. That was even better than the first one. That was music to our ears, because when I listen to this, this is kind of a music for me, like a piece of modern music from ancient times or something. And of course we played this also on live broadcast, and of course some listeners or their children or their pet animals were afraid again. That is an example of the power of sound. Sounds can affect us in many ways. And they do it whether we like it or not, or whether we want it or not. Sounds create feelings, they bring up memories, they can bring our past, the days gone by, back to life again. You can remember and feel many kinds of feelings and memories connected with sounds. Everyday sounds or special kind of sounds, sounds which are common all around us, or sounds that are no longer to be heard. Sounds and soundscapes have a very important role in our life. Sounds carry our history, and they tell us many things and stories. That is the idea behind the Evening of Sounds. Evening of Sounds is a radio show broadcasted in Finland since year 2012, so for 10 years now. It is broadcasted by the Finnish Broadcasting Company, FBC, or YLE, like we in Finland say. FBC is Finland's national public radio media company, founded nearly 100 years ago, in 1926. Now operating on radio, television and internet. Like I said, Evening of Sounds is a live radio show, usually lasting for 3 hours. So far we have had a total of 13 radio shows, and more will be coming this autumn and next year. The basic idea of the show is simple and natural to the radio. The listeners are asked to request for sounds and to share their experiences and memories of the sounds. And this all is then discussed with them during a live show with the host of the show, me, and the expert guests present in the studio. Requests coming in advance are carried via email, and during the live show they are carried also by the incoming phone calls, which we have had a lot. Our aim has always been to highlight the basic material of radio, and that is sound. We have always had a trust in what is the most characteristic and historically essential thing about radio: how the sounds create memories, feelings, images in our minds, speech, stories and conversation. And as I said, on a practical level, this all is done by asking radio listeners to wish for a sound, to ask for a sound they want to hear, then playing those sounds and also the sounds chosen by the host and the expert professional guests, discussing and reflecting on cultural meanings and popularizing scientific knowledge about sounds and the study of soundscapes, soundscape research, also including the areas of ethnology and folklore. And besides all this science, we have had lots of fun in the studio, and that is because I have had two professors, Helmi Järviluoma and Heikki Uimonen, and also very often a sound artist, Simo Alitalo, and associate professor Meri Kytö in the studio with me. So good company makes it always better, like you all know. And that is much more fun to discuss and laugh when you are not alone. When we had the first radio show 10 years ago, in 2012, it became clear that the sounds and soundscapes really evoke emotions and memories for the listeners. And in many cases, it has been very clear that people like to hear the sounds of the nature, but not only relaxing sounds like ocean waves or birds singing, but sometimes something they are afraid of. Yes, lightning and thunder are one of the most asked sounds during all the years. That's what people really like to hear. I don't know why. Maybe it's because they are a bit afraid of it. And one important point of the show is that we were and we are dealing only with sounds and soundscapes. No music, no songs, no poems. This restriction is also due to the copyright issues and money, but our main reason for the restrictions is that we want to deal only with sounds and soundscapes. But not only scientifically. I mean, one of our aims is also to have fun with sounds, sometimes presenting funny compilations or collages of sounds or sound riddles and brain teasers. Listen to this sound and guess what it is. What is that? What would you guess? Was it from a nature? From a river or a lake? No, that was from a kitchen or bedroom, I guess. That was a so-called fizzy tablet, dissolving in a glass of water. You know those tablets, quite common sound when you are taking vitamin drinks, for example. Generally, the evening of sound radio shows are planned in advance. But the final structure of the broadcast is improvised, depending on the listeners' calls and their requests. We would never know what the next person on the phone will be asking from us, or what the person would like to talk about, or what the person is going to ask us. So only about the first 10 or 15 minutes of the show, 3-hour live broadcast is scripted in advance. The rest is improvisation. Sometimes people ask us, how is it possible that you can play any sound requested right away on a live radio show? Where do you get all those sounds so quickly? Okay, that is no secret. Like many radio or media companies all around the world, we do have a digital sound archive at the radio. And with the help of a professional person, it is possible to get right sound from the archive in a few minutes. I'd like to say in a few seconds, but that's not always true. They are not that fast. The Finnish Broadcasting Company holds a large audio archive, and that archive also contains a great amount of sound effects and soundscapes which have been recorded during the last 70 years. And that is the archive we are using. So what are people asking us to play? What are the sounds they want to hear? The answer is everything you can imagine. There has been sound requests literally from all areas of life and history, from old agricultural sounds to modern digital sounds, from sounds of the nature to the soundscapes of a city. And one thing is clear, the most popular sound requests, they are related to listeners' personal memories. Their childhood, their youth, lived life, and often to past, a time and a world that no longer exists. Sounds we do not hear anymore. That's what they want to hear. This sound is one of the oldest sounds in the archive, and one of the most requested sounds. It is recorded 84 years ago. In 1938, in Finland, northern Finland, outside on a field. This is something you don't hear anymore. This old sound is a horse-drawn mowing machine at work on a field. And one popular example of yesterday's world comes from the 60s, a very common sound at that time. If you are old enough, you maybe know this sound. No, they don't know this. Yeah, that was a landline telephone. That means an old-time cable telephone with the dialing sound and the alarm signal. And as you can imagine, there has also been many challenging requests, which in some cases have been very difficult or impossible to fulfill. I mean, sometimes the listeners have been using too much imagination for asking sounds. And sometimes a request can really surprise us, the people in the studio. This is a purring of a kitten, and it was requested by a listener who said that she is allergic to cats. And she can only listen to cats this way. This is the only way to listen to cats, from radio. So she was very happy to hear this sound. And we were also very surprised when a woman asked us to play the inside sounds of a sauna for her husband. That's when you throw the water with the hot stones. And that's what she do. You have a birch. And you hit yourself with a birch. So here we are inside a sauna. And the woman's request was in fact very clever and quite natural. Her husband is a hearing impaired person who has to remove his hearing aid before going to sauna. So when the man goes inside the sauna, he don't hear anything. So that's how he got the feeling of the sauna through his ears. And one of the most interesting and rare sounds is a special sound. You could only hear this on the radio a long time ago, not anymore. Yeah, this is the sound of an eolophone, a manual wind machine, producing sound of wind when you rotate a wooden cylinder against the canvas. And the machine was used in radio play productions in Finland in pre-digital times. So, and they still have that machine, and it's great. And there are some sound requests we have not been able to fulfill. For example, we have quite lots of different animal sounds in the archives, like the wolves and everything. But one time we were in trouble when a request arrived. It said, "My child practiced animal sounds with the animal pictures on the pages of a book," wrote the listener. "All the animal sounds went smoothly," she wrote, "but the giraffe caused a headache. Can you help? Does the long neck make the voice low or high?" That was what she asked, and we had to raise our hands up in the air. Unfortunately, we did not have such an exotic animal in our archive. We did not have a giraffe. We only had something very Finnish. This is from northern Lapland, Finland. These are the sounds of reindeers, a sound you very seldom hear. These are reindeers, but we still don't know what a giraffe sounds like. If you know, please let me know. Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks, Jukka, for your presentation.
Yeah, thank you.
So interesting. And then me too, I'm a speaker in a radio, and tomorrow we will talk about it, but it doesn't matter now. My question is how you organize your program, or better, how, you, if understood well, you have a sort of database of sounds. And my first idea, my first thinking is it's possible to share this kind of information, because it could be also useful. I'm working with children, and it's involved children in this kind of recognize also the sound could be useful stuff for me and for people that wanted to work with children. And another question, when you start to think about this idea, when you start to develop this idea?
This program started 10 years ago, mm-hmm. like I said, and it was a kind of a thing I had to do. By then I had been working for 25 years in the radio already, and I have had and still had a program about electronic and experimental music. Uh-huh. So that I was playing every week 1 hour, those kind of things. And sometimes when you played, for example, musique concrète or something, you get very close to the world of sound, mm-hmm. rather than the world of music and instruments, but sounds. So. When the radio bosses, they said that we need to get some show for the Radio Finland channel. Do you have 3 hours time? Do you have any idea? Mm-hmm. And they didn't want a music show, because it would be too easy to step inside and just to play new records. Yeah. No, they didn't want that. So, they wanted a cultural program, and I wonder what in the hell could it be. So then one of the bosses said that because he knew what I was doing otherwise in the radio, the sound thing, said, could it be something with the sounds, because you are dealing with the sounds already in your radio show, playing concrete music and things like that. I said, okay, with sounds. And then there was a kind of a brainstorming.
Yeah.
Like normal brainstorming. And I had been in London just recently, and I had heard in London, I don't remember what the radio channel was, but it was in London. I was listening through my headphones. The radio channels in London randomly, and I heard a radio show where they asked people to send MP3 sounds to the radio channel, and then they made music out of them right away on the spot. And I thought that was a good idea, but I didn't want to make any music of the sounds people are sending me, but I took it turned it the other way around, that the people can ask a sound from us, and then we can play it to them, and then we can speak it, so we can talk about it. So it was kind of a natural brainstorming, mm-hmm. and then it was ready. It's been that kind ever since. We haven't made any big changes, because it's working. It's working so well.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yep.
Very brief. Are these shows available right now on demand?
They are. Yeah, you can listen to them. Of course, they are in Finnish.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't understand anything.
That's okay.
But yeah, they are on our radio company's website, because that's possible only because we don't have any copyrighted material inside the shows, and that's why we are not playing music, no poetry, no songs, because only then you can get them to the internet, to the website, and stay there. So you can listen to 13 shows there. Right, I can give you the address, or
I would love to have
great. Yeah, but you can listen to them, any of them, and yeah, they are there. You can listen to them.
I'll be all ears. Thanks.
Yeah.
Any other question? So we can switch. Thank you very much, Yuka.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.